Keenan, shut the fuck up. Damn it. I'm so glad we're not in his house anymore, so I don't have to be as nice.
He'll beat the fuck out you.
I was forcing his kindness. Jesus Christ. I got like 4 weeks of shut the fuck ups for you. I can't wait. What's going on, everybody? It's not that serious. For real though. Like, it's a solid batch of shut the fuck ups. Hot and ready like Little Caesars for you, Keenan. I swear to the Almighty Yahweh. Shut the fuck up. To the extra one of them just now. Oh my God. Oh, Keenan, will you shut the fuck up, please? I think all episode, I'm just going to randomly just.
Is that the name of the show?
Shut the fuck up, Keenan. And then that's just like, you know, like, because like the weather tomorrow, yo, shut the fuck up, Keenan. And I encourage all of you to do the same.
I don't think I have a reason, but we'll see.
Dude, you don't got to think hard. Look at his face.
Thanks for the watermark,
bro. Yeah, thank you for the
watermark. Thanks for the watermark. Shut the fuck up. All right. But what's going on, everybody? It's not that serious, the podcast. The best podcast in the motherfucking world. You already know the fucking vibe. Shut the fuck up, Keenan. We are back for another one. You already know the vibes. It's the not that serious podcast. You already know the vibes. The greatest podcast in the history of podcast dumb.
Oh, my God.
And you already know who it is. It's your boy Big Mike here.
It's Shut the Fuck Up, Keenan.
Uh-huh.
Your boy Corey. Keenan, shut the fuck up.
And we got the Malaysian sensation. My brother. Your brother. Your bodyguard. Your WWE champion of the world. My man. Shut the fuck up, Keenan. From the Isles of Kamehameha. Super producer and sugar daddy Q. What's going on, baby?
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
We're going to come up with drops for everybody. We're going to steal that from the Joe Budden podcast. Isn't that we do that?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, right. Shut the fuck up, Keenan. We're going to keep doing this shit like that.
It's all right. Their podcast isn't good anyway.
Oh. Okay. I enjoy it.
I just don't listen to them.
Yeah, I enjoy it. But
shout out to them. I'm not no hater.
Yeah. But you already know, we're back for another episode. Hey.
Man, what's good?
What's good?
What's up?
I'm going to start this episode with two things. Mm-hmm. One thing, Mike is zoom to the moon, bitch. So that.
Man, it's hot. Are you good? I mean, you can talk. We're at your house. We got it. Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Ant. We are in his home tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Annoying him and his lovely wife.
Yeah. It's still shout out to Keenan though. Appreciate you.
Shout out to Keenan. We're gonna be back in his house. Yeah. So that's why I gotta get these shut the fuck ups and out now before we move back in. Don't be like that, daddy.
Don't be like that. Play with these
jokes. Don't be like that, baby.
These jokes.
These little yuck yucks. But
oh man. Yeah. Oh, that looks good.
That does look good.
All of you can eat a dick.
Who said that?
Keenan.
Somebody type back at Keenan. Shut the fuck up, Keenan.
Shut the fuck up. That's funny.
If you're lucky enough to catch us right now, we are actually recording live on Twitch. Just to practice for tomorrow, which will be New Year's Eve. What the plan is to do is we're gonna be here at Ant's house for like a little get together. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, since we're washed and already here, why don't we do like a little live stream of the shindig so that we're chilling. You can meet us. You can meet some of our friends if they want to get on here. We're just going to be kicking it back, chilling with y'all. It's going to be a kickback and you're invited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. A socially distanced virtual kickback.
Yeah, we're not really that socially distanced over here. But you know, we
all know each other.
We know we're doing it safely and responsible with people we're close with, relatively. And you know, you're invited, but stay over there.
Yeah. Y'all know how Verona works.
Yeah. So
it picks and chooses, right?
Exactly. Corona just picks. Because honestly, I swear God, it just picks. I'll be seeing the dirtiest niggas.
Yeah.
Never. Like,
I can't believe my brother hasn't got it. It's like shocking at this point.
Like, I'll be like, yo, you be shaking mad niggas' hands,
dapping everybody up.
Yeah. And you don't got the shit, but I see bitches that like wash their hands with gloves on, get the shit.
Bro, I say, yeah, it really does. It just, you just never know, like, how clean or how dirty you are, but that should definitely be random as fuck.
Then they got another strand out. It's like, yeah. It's like a
some UK shit, right?
It's a mandem COVID.
It's a mandem
UK
thing.
Strand.
Yeah.
Apparently it has the facilities.
So. Yeah, it's the Innit strain.
The Innit?
Yeah.
So did anybody hear like what makes it different?
Basically what makes it is basically more contagious.
Okay.
But it's less overall like dangerous.
But more contagious makes it more dangerous, in a sense. Because it's already really contagious.
Well, yeah,
so that's the problem.
That's the difference
with it.
Between that and the flu.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, say, like, this was, like, say COVID was, like, the flu, right?
Yeah. Essentially.
Thank you, Captain Planet. Now, say, an example, say COVID is the flu, which it is, right? This super shit would be, like, the cold.
Okay.
But it's easier to get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, say the COVID is gonorrhea.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. I fucking
UK COVID is crabs.
Oh my god.
It's easy to get crabs. You don't even gotta fuck to get crabs.
Well, you can get rid of them.
But you get rid of them very swiftly.
Yeah. You just comb the bitches out.
Exactly.
Comb the bitches.
Yeah. Remember who told that story?
Turk and Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Turk nigga was like, yeah, me and Lil Wayne got crabs at the same time from the same bitch.
Are you serious?
Q, you have two phones?
Yeah. Yeah.
He got his home phone and his island phone.
Yeah. To call back home.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, it's like a 999 area code.
Nah, his island phone is a coconut shell.
A coconut shell.
Connected by a string to another half of the coconut shell. In the other room.
Me now call the island nine. Me now call the island nine. Then man them upon the hand.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, we're just talking. We're just chatting.
Oh, man. We just yucking it up.
I'm going to be real. Shout out to Manscaped.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, wait. Who's reading it this time?
We're going to just go.
Give it to Keenan.
Give it to...
Y'all told me to shut the fuck up.
Keenan stutters.
Well, I guess we're out.
That's why we never get Keenan. Keenan, Corey, and Q, they don't never get to three. Niggas don't got time. They be like, man, a titanium. Nigga, today, Junior!
Good thing Manscaped, the blade doesn't stutter.
Mike.
Snatch.
It out.
Nigga, spit it out. That gets so damn stupid.
Because you always on that damn phone.
Always on that damn phone. Like, can't fucking read that. Yeah, nigga, you was the tree.
Kenny. I was about to say, weren't you in Raisin in the Sun?
Yeah, so Joseph Ascot. And in 12 Angry Men, I was the fucking...
The woman in 12 Angry Men and Keenan. Shut the fuck up, Keenan.
In the PAC Center.
Yo, they gonna be watching like, yo, y'all, Keenan's not your friend? I'm like, he's one of my best friends.
Oh, man. They don't even know.
They have no idea. How much shit I put up with.
Man. That's what it really is. Y'all don't know Keenan.
The shit y'all put up with?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Tell him.
We wouldn't know. What?
Hey, yo.
Hey, who's this new nigga?
Oh, Kahuna Matata. You better sit your ass down. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Who's this new nigga? Oh, man.
What's your problem here, black licorice?
Black licorice? Let me talk about how you guys are never, like niggers are late. Y'all are always late.
He said niggers unprovoked. That's crazy.
Nigga!
All right, how about this, Keenan? You really want to do this? Keenan. Keenan, what is my name in your phone?
Oh,
your sweet. Hold on.
What is it?
It's Michael Sweet Cheeks Winfield.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Have you not seen Mike's ass, though?
See, and that's...
Do you see?
Why do we have to go through this homosexual Brigham Monroe?
Hold on.
I'm spitting facts.
Oh, wow. I'm going to let Pimp C take this one over because I will not.
Like, I got it already if you need it.
Yeah, play that joke.
I got it.
Put that in the mic.
I just watched it. I just watched it earlier today. And what in the fuck? He said, Hold on, player.
I'm going to say this too. These niggas out there think this shit is cool.
Niggas being Keenan.
Me and this man ain't never been butt naked in no room together with no hoes.
Never.
Putting no orgy type shit or doing none of that whole ass shit you niggas out there be doing, thinking you doing some fly shit. Nigga, if you're in a room naked with some other niggas and some broads,
what do you say?
Looking at your ass.
Mm-hmm.
She's gay.
And you need to get on some other shit.
Keenan.
Nothing but respect for each other, nigga.
I respect Mike wholeheartedly.
Oh my God.
But that ass is smoking. Jeez.
Oh my God.
He's sitting down. He's taller than when he's standing up.
Wow.
Christ.
He leaves the room. His ass is still there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. How the fuck you think with that ass?
What are we? Where are we going?
We've gone. We said I was about to say Manscaped, but I don't know if we can follow that.
I'll shave that ass.
Oh my God.
The punchline.
Oh my God.
I don't have one for that. I'm dumbfounded. I'm at a loss of words.
You want to read the script?
No.
I guess if there was anything.
Can you do it? Do you have the last? Do you have it?
Did you text it to me?
I think I gave it last time. I gave
know.
It to
my
you.
My train of thought. You know what it was? I was reading it off your phone.
You were reading it off my phone. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Wallstar gets the mandated script for Manscaped.
Has anybody used it recently?
I'm about to use it soon.
Yeah, he's about to use it soon. I mean, he's not saying he's about to get coochie. He's about to change it. Yeah.
Oh no, I've used it. Yeah, that shit is lovely.
I said I just used the ball deodorant.
Mm-hmm. I've used the razors
or the spray. Oh yeah, the deodorant is the spray, right?
The Clippers,
the toner. I'm sorry. Yeah, the toner. The deodorant is fire. The toner is immaculate.
It's immaculate.
So
like them drones that go right on your bobbles.
That spritz.
They whooey.
That spritz is nice.
Yeah, that shit is nice. Just give me one second, guys.
Come on, man.
We
got to pay the bills.
I'm a soul masabi.
Hey, Peanut Gallery.
they're currently showing each other how they football deal.
What? Y'all are explaining to each other how y'all put the ball deodorant
they're
on?
They're acting out. Their process of lotion.
See, that's the problem. Now you got a mic. Are you too high for this?
I can power through.
I can power
gifted through. And talented.
Well, yeah. You know what, guys? 2020 was a bummer.
Yes,
it sucked. It flat out stunk-a-roo. And what the good thing is, it's almost a new year, which means new balls with our sponsor, Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, offering precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. That's a fucking bar. Mm-hmm. And helping 2 million men and plus women all over the world get rid of the hair on their balls and or vaginas. If you let yourself go into 2021 while in quarantine, Manscaped is here for you to reboot and stay clean and shaved in 2021.
Yes.
And Manscaped is here to give you a fresh start in 2021 with the perfect package 3.0 that has all the right tools for the job. Come out of quarantine with clean balls. Thanks to the Lawnmower 3.0, the waterproof and skin-safe trimmer will reduce nicks to your two best friends. The third generation trimmer has even has a light to give you the glow up you need in 2021. It's also time to freshen up down there this new year with the Crop Preserver. And it is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisture. When I tell you this shit is luxury, this feels like an ice. It's like giving your balls an ice cool glass of water to drink.
And chewing 5 gum at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Breathing through your asshole.
It's like winter fresh for your balls.
Yep, just breathing through straight gooch breath.
Yeah, it's like, it's so icy. Yes. If you watch Pokemon, it's like a fucking Vaporeon hit you with a nice bubble beam on your balls.
Bubble bite.
Nice little Squirtle spritz. Yeah, nice little water gun. You know what I'm saying? And it's anti-chafing, ball deodorant, and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits, which is very true. Mm-hmm. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Might disagree there, but all right. And for on-the-go freshness, you'll love the Crop Advisor Ball Toner Spray. 2020 was awful. Make sure your boys are refreshed and ready for new beginnings in 2021. Manscaped even threw in their shed travel bag to keep all your goodies safe comfortably. Speaking of comfort, the Manscaped anti-chafing boxer briefs are also included in our hands-down the best underwear you will ever wear. Those things.
I just wore them yesterday.
Yeah, those drawers are nice.
I wear them as often as possible. I wash them. All right? Mm-hmm. I just wear them every chance I get.
Now, a guy with hairy balls is like the year 2020. Don't be that guy. And you know what? And don't be the guy that tells your man that your ass is fat. Don't tell your man.
Don't do that.
Don't be like, you know, old boy.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. That was a lot of rigmarole over here. I want to apologize for that. Let's start there.
Yeah.
But make sure you guys, if you want to take part in helping us and help yourself at the same time, you will go to manscaped.com, right? And you are going to rack up on everything you can buy. I know it's past Christmas, but it's never no holiday season for keeping your balls fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
That's all year round.
You know what I mean?
And 'tis the season to keep the boys in season. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to go to manscaped.com, buy everything, and I mean everything. Then you're going to go into checkout and then use discount code NTS for 20% off and free shipping. So use code NTS on checkout at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped, your balls will thank you. And that's how you pay the bills, bitches.
Yeah.
So how's everybody's week, man?
Amazing.
We know you had a good time, and we won't get into that.
Amazing.
Go ahead.
It's pretty good. It was what Christmas was this past weekend. I had a couple days, extra days off work. Hung out, chilled. Got a nice holiday bonus, so it was cool. Can't complain.
You already got money. You need more of it.
I never got the first stimulus, and I probably won't get the second one. So yeah, why didn't you get the first one?
Because he's too
he makes too
rich.
Much.
No, it's not it.
He's too rich.
No. He makes entirely poor Stimmy. Too much money.
And I got my tax return, so like I should like everything is in. So like, I don't know why. I have no idea why I didn't get it. No clue.
You can.
But like every time I do the
status, make over 100,000, you know you don't get it, right?
I don't. Yo. I live at home. You think I'd be living at home if I made $100?
No, because he didn't.
People do that.
He didn't teach not the IRS his secret wrestling move.
Oh my god!
If I was making $100,000, I'd be in fucking Bora Bora right now, bro.
I mean, Bora Bora.
Yes.
What's the first thing you do if you had $100,000
right now?
Yeah,
I'm going on vacation.
Going to Bora Bora.
Going to Santorini.
Okay.
Fuck Greece.
Actually, no. I need to go somewhere warm. But
Bora Bora.
I would go somewhere warm first, but I would also purchase that Santorini vacation.
Man, I'm going to the Maldives.
You wouldn't like it there.
Why not?
There's too many mosquitoes.
But that water is immaculate.
I'm telling you, too many mosquitoes. You wouldn't like it after a while. I'm telling you.
But is that where you went?
No, but I know someone that went there and they were like, okay. The bugs are brutal. They were like, it prevents you from having a good time.
Wow.
Because it's just too many bugs. You're in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, you in it.
They just put a resort there.
Yeah, you in it.
Bugs are brutal.
Oh. I'm there for a night.
To the point where repelling doesn't do anything.
Oh, damn. Shit.
That's why I keep telling you. You wouldn't like it there.
I wear the net.
You gonna wear the net?
Yeah, give me some fishnet. Yeah.
In the water?
I ain't enjoying nothing. Hell no. What about Tulum? Go to Tulum. I feel like that's a basic spot now. Everybody went to Tulum.
That's what everybody's been. Yeah, there.
They played that shit out.
Everybody went there that they're building an airport in Tulum now.
Really?
Because you know, you, in order to go.
Well, it was, before it was Cancun, flying into where?
Yeah, flying Cancun. To Cancun, and then it's a 2-hour drive.
Okay.
But now that.
And that wasn't even bad.
Like, at all. But now so many people are going yeah. that they're building it. You know how expensive airports are?
Well, you know what's going to happen. Nobody's going to fucking go there anymore.
I feel like it's one of the only spots that was open during COVID.
So yeah, that
was
why.
It was. Yeah.
I'm going to look that up, how much the average airport costs.
I can't. Oh my god! I can't even imagine because planes are expensive. You broke that down for us one time.
Yeah,
people
I was like, yeah, he didn't do that.
They're drinking by the plane.
No, he was definitely gifted that plane.
No, yeah,
I think he's gifted. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but yeah, he didn't buy that shit.
I think that he was gifted.
That nigga was
for like promotional purposes.
Okay. Nigga, promoting what? Just Boeing 757.
All right, so the average airport cost. This is. Ranging the most expensive to the cheapest ones, $356 million.
Ooh. Is Tulum even worth that much money?
I thought all the tourism they've had in the past year.
For tourism.
In the past 6 months.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of money, believe it or not, for an airport because some airplanes cost that much.
But I guess it's going to be a small airport, right?
Yeah, it's probably going to be 2 runways max.
Yeah. Damn. I don't know when we went to, was it Dominican? Was DR? Yeah, I think DR's airport was small. Like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we got off on the, yes. All right, so DR's airport is small.
Depending on how long the runway is, an airport can cost between $150 million to $4
billion. God damn. That's like Denver is like $2 billion over.
Well, yeah, because it's got so
it's hell.
That's the gateway to Beelzebub.
Wait, weren't we supposed to look something up for this
episode? I have some stuff.
What was it, crimes, you said?
So, all right, so like guys, what I wanted to do... It might be a little disjointed.
Wait, but. I want to talk about my week.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. You said you had something to share with us, Corey.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Corey,
okay.
What's going on? What? How was your week, bro?
It was good. So, I think the day before Christmas Eve, I had to go to New York. I had to go see my grandmother. Right. So, I'm leaving my grandmother. And I'm driving to Yonkers because it was Sam's birthday. And we were having a surprise dinner for him.
Shout out to Sam.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So I'm in the Bronx now. And I...
Hold on real quick. Shut the fuck up, Keenan.
Yeah.
So I'm in the Bronx and I'm driving on the highway. And I hear something in the front of my car. It's making like a tap. It's just like... But like I don't know what it is. So I'm thinking, I'm thinking something caught underneath my car. So, in my logic, I said, let me drive faster. Maybe it'll just go away. Mm. Doesn't go away.
What were you actually thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. Pull over. I don't see anything, right? Get back in the car. Start driving again. So, I finally get to where I had to go. And it's a nail in my tire.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Very obvious. I'm going to show you a picture. Hold on. It was coming out of the tire.
Like the sharp end?
Yes. Wait, no, the opposite.
Oh, I'm like, how in the fuck?
So at this point...
Which tire was it?
The driver passenger. That's what was sticking out of my wheel.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so at this point, it's like 8 o'clock at night.
Mm.
And it's like an 80-mile trip back to where we live.
Yeah.
And I was just like... There's no way I can make it back.
Yeah.
There's just no way, right?
Yeah.
So Sam hits me up. He's like, you should probably get out of here. But two, he's like, it's a 24-hour tire shop up the road. Go there.
Oh, you got lucky.
Right? 24-hour, right? So I get there, and I can hear music inside.
Uh-huh.
But I knock on the door. The garage is closed.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody, right? So it's like a pizzeria next door. So I go in the pizzeria. I'm like, is that tire shop open? He's like, yeah, but you got to call them because they're not going to open the door for you. You have to call. So I'm like, all right. Call the number. And it's like the person that picks up is like very groggy. So you could just tell that they had just woken up.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, hi. I'm like, I explained to the dude my situation. He's like, well, I'm the owner of the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at the time. He's like, my guys at work there, they're on their lunch break. That's why they didn't answer. And he's like, where do you live? I was like, South Jersey. He's like, all right, I'll get out of bed. I'll leave my house and I'll get out of bed and I'll change your tire for you, right? Gets out of bed, right?
Yeah.
So he comes, like 15 minutes later, he comes like he said he would. And he's like, all right, you can pull in the garage. And then he's like fixing the tire right there. So it's a tire, and he knew what he was doing. So it's like this whole process is like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm about to pay him. I'm about to break him off crazy because mm-hmm. it's about to be Christmas Eve.
Yeah, he got out of bed.
He got out of bed for me. I'm about to tip him.
Yeah.
100 on top of whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Off, you yeah.
know? Just because like he didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, he looks at me, and he's like, just get home safe. Your money's no good here.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? He's like, me and him just start chopping up. He's like, I bought this place 2 months. He's like 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. He's like, before this, me and my wife both lost our job in the same week. And he's like,
because of COVID?
No, he just said life. And he's just like, the company just let us go. And he's like, for months, our family didn't even know how to get in contact with us because we couldn't afford a cell phone bill.
Damn.
And he's just like, so he was just like, I get out. He's like, to me, I'm going to go to sleep at night knowing I helped you. And it ain't even about the money.
Mm.
And I was just like, one of the most genuine experiences I've ever had.
Wow.
Like, that was crazy.
That's fired. So did wow. you? Did
like
you?
He have got you, out of bed
yeah.
at 11 o'clock at night.
To come change his tire.
Come change my tire. And he's just like, yeah, he's like, just get home safe. That's my gift.
Yeah.
That's enough payment.
So me. Have you paid it forward since then? Or not yet?
Not yet. Not okay. yet. But I haven't had the opportunity.
Okay.
But let me get $200.
I tried to put some money in your pocket.
I'm like, you give $200 just to give it right back. Yeah, bet on that under for me.
Yeah, bet on that under for me.
Bet on Jalen Hurts' rushing yards for me.
Yeah, niggas, yo, can I
over 43? We can get that.
You actually made out.
I think I'm gonna take all of you guys to Gamblers Anonymous.
You think we have problems?
All you niggas got a problem.
But like, what would you suggest that we have a problem though?
Like, y'all keep how? All right, so let's say, what's the ratio of y'all winning to losing?
You can look it up. I'm not going to discuss that with you.
Listen, I've been betting.
And you know why? This is why I know it's been bad. You guys have subscribed to a nigga on Twitter that does picks.
Yeah, but
y'all
that's,
are paying for like.
That's yeah, but not, that's smart. That's smart. I like that.
You have the track record of winning money.
But all I hear about is this nigga complaining how this shit don't hit.
He missed on the picks that he tells us to put like 500 on, yeah. like that.
Oh, so he misses you a lot of money.
No, okay. No,
yeah, but he has
so
like
he
a
hit like $300 bets, right? Yeah. So you up 900.
Like yesterday,
$500 bet.
If you would have followed his directions yesterday, you would have made 350 off two bets. And he has a winning percentage of 73%. That's really good. That's really high.
If you would have followed all his bets 2 weeks ago for a week, he made $1,300 in a week.
Yeah, that's just that week. $1,300
$1,300.
Did that happen to you though?
If like the guy that they're following,
is definitely giving me Forex right now.
Yeah,
I understand how you feel right now.
Yo, I know this one dude.
Yeah,
yo, did that.
This one nigga,
and he
bro,
got a mention now.
Yeah, but I'm it's telling you because he's telling you the picks before the games, yeah. and he keeps track.
I'm not telling you to send me no fucking money, and I'll send you. Double
yeah,
back.
No. He's just telling you. He's telling you make this bet, you'll win. And,
but pay me before I tell you.
Yeah, it's giving
ten bucks for $10. That's nothing.
Yeah.
And why are you iffy on paying it back?
Huh?
Huh?
What do you mean paying it back? What do
why
you mean?
Are you iffy on re-upping?
I'm iffy on re-upping.
Sucks.
No, I'm iffy on re-upping because I don't feel
week.
Like I need him.
You had a bad week.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need him. And put it like this: I've lost, and I'll say this: I've lost. So I need to invest in betting.
Just to even say that number
wait, but
is
I'm,
nuts.
Huh?
I've lost in this life. I need to invest, but I'm 200 off. I'm like, I've lost in his life. I need to invest, but I've won. Still not here in his life. I need to get so I'm 200 to minus right now. So that's not bad at all.
But do you understand? Like, what's it all okay, worth?
So I get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so like, you haven't lost.
Yeah, like
you haven't lost.
But hold on. All the mental anguish that you've gone through.
He's lost $200.
I think betting is fun.
It definitely, the thing with betting, the thing I like with betting, it makes me pay, it makes me like,
because,
it makes me like everything I'm watching.
The first thing you told me was like, oh, you can do this, but you're never going to enjoy sports again.
Yo, you don't enjoy the game that you would have thought you would enjoy. Like, I didn't enjoy watching the Eagles win. I mean, the Cowboys win. I didn't enjoy
it. Yeah, that's that.
It sounds like it ruins sports for you.
No, it doesn't. It's like fantasy.
Yeah, it's like fantasy.
Same thing as fantasy.
Well, fantasy football is betting.
It's betting, yeah. It's
to be 200 in the hole, and I've been doing this going on 2 years, that's not bad.
That's
at all.
Like saying, you know, I've been doing crack for 6 years. And for me to be only missing two teeth, that's pretty good.
Mike, it's not different at all.
I'm on a good streak.
Imagine the shit you spent $200 on in your life.
But hold on, wait.
I've never spent $200 on
you. Spent $200 on OnlyFans, nigga.
I'm not. You're trying to put me out there while I got a girl. You need to chill the fuck out.
No, but look.
And I haven't spent $200 on fucking OnlyFans.
That's the main app that I use.
This nigga detected Samoa Joe. This nigga sick, man.
No, but look, I've lost.
Hey, yo.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, 30 minutes? You nigga tried to put me out there. Somebody, yo, text me 30 minutes, Keenan, and shut the fuck up while you do it. Yo, hold on, what did y'all just pass around, bitches?
It was nothing about you.
All right.
No, but like I said, so I've lost, you know, his life needs to get set. My bad, I haven't on it.
It's not a cop.
And his life needs to invest, but on other apps, I'm in the positive. So, like, it all balances itself out.
I don't know if you can.
If your fucking Eagles would have done their job.
No, the issue. No, I would be ahead right now if it wasn't for COVID.
Yeah, I'm good.
For all the games that were lost.
Yeah, all the games, because it's like you got a lot of cancellations and then, like, yeah. You don't, you know, it's just like it messes with the rosters.
Hey, yo. What's that shit with Dream on? Golden State Warriors. Yup. That thing. Yup. LeBron. Nope. I'm sorry. So the betting.
No, I mean, you know, betting, I personally do like it, but it's I can see how that it would be a problem.
Okay. If you don't have discipline, it's a problem.
Yeah, if you don't have discipline, you don't know when to stop.
Yeah, but that's with anything in life.
The hole, yes.
You know, his life needs to get snow rattle. His life needs to invest all that. Let's hang out a little bit.
You lose $500. He needs to invest Steelers to be.
And that's just on that app. There's other apps that I'm in the positive for. So it's like it all balances itself out. So I'm not really, you know.
Mm-hmm. So he's just fucking spending money to get it back eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like, but is it worth all the anguish and the suffering? Because y'all are like going through it. I see y'all are going through the shit.
I be stressing.
Your niggas are stressing. To break even. You're stressing to break even. So what's the point?
I mean, again, I think it's fun.
It makes life interesting.
Yeah, it does. It does.
That's and what it makes you pay attention
to sports.
That's what adrenaline junkies do.
Yeah, basically.
You know, sitting in my office so boring, I need to jump off a fucking 10-story building with my nipples clamped.
It's like edging.
That's sick. Yeah.
It's like edging, but you don't know what's going to happen. Like, you might bust, you might not. But the only way to find out is if you fucking jerk it.
But
wow,
another thing too.
Wow.
Wait. In our friend group, I'm like the bookie, so I'm not the only one betting. That's why, like, it's
you know what else? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I can't like tell you my FanDuel numbers because
you can look it up.
No, but
it'll tell you.
No, it'll tell you.
That's how I know.
Yeah, it'll tell you.
That's how I stay on top of the money, so I know.
Okay.
So, I put so many bets in for people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so, like, that's why these bets that I lost.
It's not all yours.
No, it's just you're in there, too.
Yeah, I know.
He's in there.
I know I'm in there.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not.
Oh, and fucking four.
Suckered us in. Now, I was betting. I used to bet. I think it was, when Corey first started, I think I started a few months after that. So, it was like 2 years ago, and then I stopped because I wasn't winning, and I just got back into it, and I just won my first two bets this past weekend, and I've been doing it since sports actually started, I think.
But you only do parlays, right?
I just started really doing like single games, player props, you know, same game parlay.
Right now I'm looking and I'm pretty much even. So, like, I can't be mad at that.
Huh? What are you looking at?
I just looked.
Single, what's a prop bet? I don't know.
Player prop. I mean, yeah, like just like
the shit that gives you money.
I never
hit those, so I don't do
it. It is hard, but So basically, player prop would be like Russell Westbrook gets 7.5 assists at least. And you can either bet on over or under that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Exactly, okay, Mike. Until that. He goes out there and he gets fucking hurt in the second quarter, and now you're assed out.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no. Like when me and RT did the player prop bet with Akers, Cam Akers.
Yeah.
All right, so it's.
Oh, my God.
All right, so this is like something I'll never forget. And this is another reason why, like, I would be over.
I had a different bet that night, but
so
I was, look,
So RT hits the chat and he's like, let's take Cam Akers receiving over 23.5. Well, I was like, well, how many yards does he have now? RT goes, he has 23. He just needs a half yard. So I'm like, shit, we gonna put a couple of racks on it. So I said, let's just put 300 on each, just in case. Because, like, I don't know. I haven't even been watching the game.
Mm-hmm. What game is this? Who's Cam Akers?
Rams.
The Rams running back.
I forget Rams versus whoever.
It was Rams. Yeah, versus whoever. But it's the second quarter. Mm-hmm. And it's not even halftime yet.
Yeah, mad time to get this.
And he never caught another ball.
Nope.
So there's your 300.
Yep. Just like that.
And he didn't get hurt?
Nope.
They just didn't throw him the ball. So, yep. You know, what happened was Jared Goff looked at him and then threw it to somebody else. And ever since then, I've been praying on a Jared Goff injury, and he got hurt. And there we go.
And he broke his fucking thumb.
I
bet on Ja Morant scoring. It was the perfect storm, bro.
I think that was the only
one that
didn't
hit. KD and Kyrie weren't playing. It was the Grizzlies versus the Nets. Ja Morant had to score over 24.5 points. He fucking sprained the hell out of his ankle. Now he's out for 3 to 5 weeks.
Yeah, that was nasty. Damn him for getting him injured.
Damn that motherfucking big lip nigger for getting hurt.
Do you understand?
You know who hits player props?
Who?
Terrell.
Yeah, he does. I see him.
He hits.
I be seeing him.
He hits player props.
He get money.
Parlays.
Yes.
Yeah, like, I don't understand it. Like,
I don't know. I need to start hitting him up.
But you know what he does?
Devon be hitting too.
Bro. Yeah. Terrell will do like 6 player prop bets for 6 different games.
Yeah. But that's how you got to do it, though.
I'm not
doing
that.
No, because you got to cover all your bases and you just bet low. Like, so if you do
like 21,000 odds and he bets like $5, nigga, that shit's giving you.
It's racks. It's racks. But you know who gets really lucky at betting? Women.
My mom is up right now.
Women don't even know. Oh, I like the jerseys, boo. And then fucking women.
Maybe we're doing it wrong.
My mom, we
need to just go the vibes like the women.
We don't
do.
Have intuition like women do.
I be putting bets in my mom's phone and she be hitting. But the bets in my phone don't be hitting. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I hate it, bro.
You know what it was? The day with the Atlanta spread, I did money line in her phone. And I took the spread.
See?
Yeah.
Sorry to get on sports though, but if you don't even have to like sports to bet. Like, you can literally it's a crapshoot. You can just go on there and press shit and then put in a certain amount of money and you might win.
Did you gamble when you were in Vegas?
Nah. Well, I didn't start gambling. So
I threw money at strippers. So that's even worse.
Yeah. That's a gamble
we were wilding it. Yeah,
there was no way that money was never coming back.
Oh. That was a wild time.
Y'all need to go back to Vegas and gamble.
I still follow the one stripper on Instagram today.
I'd rather give my money to strippers. Mike. That's a fucking experience, bro.
How much you win out there?
My first time, I won like 800, and I went back and gave it all back the next trip. I went back.
God damn.
What's the most you ever won gambling?
I was on a cruise. I just turned 18. This is the spring break of my senior year of high school. I was on a cruise in international waters. You only got to be 18.
Yeah.
And I won a blackjack tournament and won like a couple thousand.
Yeah. What? At 18?
Yeah. But the, I mean, I was in fucking Mexico or something on the boat, or St. Thomas, St. Martin, somewhere out there, and cashed out somewhere out there.
The biggest bet I ever hit was for $5,500.
God, yeah. I
what?
Never hit anything like that.
Because Ohio State. I put 13, it was a parlay of the, what do you call the Champions Week? Like it's before the bowl season. That game.
Oh, for
it,
like the FBS.
Yes, yeah,
like the series
before.
The
yeah,
game, the Rivals Week.
No,
like
what? Like right now?
Yes, right now. What is right now?
It's just bowl season.
No, before bowl, the week before bowl season. What's that?
Not Rivals
Week. I thought it was Rivals Week.
No, it's like when Tech the week of like the SEC championship, the Big 12 championship.
I guess it's just championship week.
It's championship week, right?
Yeah, that's
I
all
put 1,300 on all the favorites,
and you got it.
Yeah. So what?
I've never put anything over like.
I put it started off as like a $50 bet, and I let it accrue, and then it came out to $1,300, and I put that on all the favorites, and then Ohio State was losing. I'll never forget. Ohio State was losing to Wisconsin. I was at Bryce's house. And I'm like
oh, they're stressing.
This is Justin Fields' first year. He's snapping at any other game. Mm-hmm. These guys are losing to Wisconsin. So like at this point, I'm like
division game.
I'm upset. I'm upset to the point where I have to go to sleep. I go to sleep.
Oh, you went to sleep without watching the weather?
No. I couldn't watch.
I did that shit in the Eagles game this week.
Yeah, I couldn't watch.
Third quarter, I went to sleep.
Damn. I went to sleep. I woke up, $5,500 in my account. Well, 68 because I put 1,300. You get that 1,300 back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the bets that I lose are basketball bets because I put in like $20. Like I don't.
Basketball is hard.
Yeah, that's why
you never know who's going to show up.
I don't put anything more than $20.
Any given night.
And again, it's just
one night the Hornets might beat the Nets. The next night the Mavs are going to beat the Clippers by 51.
Yeah.
You just never know. And that just happened all
this
week.
I got my coworkers into it.
You're like a
nah,
fucking,
he's like a savant, bro. I love it. Anytime I get a text from
like, he's like a drug dealer.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
He's a drug dealer.
I follow this thing.
I still have a Cash App request just sitting there marinating. Just waiting for me to send it.
And that bet hit.
Listen, I didn't know which bet it was, so I wasn't just going to send over the money.
You ain't never hit no shit from me.
You are bad luck.
Oh. Yeah, see all that negative energy?
Oh,
so I ain't never going to go nowhere.
Yeah, because he's too negative.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
I'm negative. I'm putting my cash in the bitch. Yeah. I'm negative.
You made, in the grand scheme of things, you made out.
Yeah,
because you know I cashed out way before you told me to. Because when you told me to,
I know you did.
They were losing, so I actually did you a favor.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. First of all, I cashed out for myself when that 34 shit happened.
Yeah,
but then once when the score was 17-14, I was like, yeah, we're done. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, but I just feel like. I guess I'm putting it on y'all because I just realized I can't do this
because
I'm not built for this.
On Sunday morning when I woke up,
bet on soccer.
No, you think
nigga,
you think basketball is unpredictable?
No. Nigga, there's only three options: win, loss, draw.
That's why basketball is two options:
win, lose. There's no drawing.
What? Oh, you talking about basketball?
Yeah, there's no drawing.
That's
in
why
basketball.
I said bet on soccer, guys.
Huh?
Bet on soccer.
I'm saying, but there's more shit because you can win, lose, or draw.
Yeah, that's why the odds are so low.
The odds are low.
And then
but everything's plus. So
yeah,
if you hit.
Because it's three options.
That's what I'm saying. If you hit.
Because with him on Sunday, I woke up and his parlay was only two legs.
Yeah.
Six was one. So yeah. His first leg, his parlay was over. He had, I think his was at like 280.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, as the days got closer to Sunday, it just
kept going.
$10. Because I think Vegas was like, man, the Eagles got this.
Uh-huh.
And then like it's like 280. Like I'm like, I'm hyped for him because mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm gonna put $500 in his pocket, and then I'm gonna get him hooked. So then when I send him a cash
app,
he's just gonna send it over immediately.
I'm gonna get him hooked. You hear that?
Look at that. He tried to get you in there easy way.
You sound like Frank Lucas.
Literally.
He tried to
put some easy money in your pocket. Like, see, look how easy that is. Now I'm gonna make you work for it, nigga.
You said, you taste that?
You grab a nigga by the knee. You ain't never gonna walk, let alone dance again.
I'm gonna be lucky. Your partner came to me and begged for your life.
Yeah, I was watching that movie recently. That shit sucks. That's a lot of ass, bro.
Why were we so hyped to watch that?
If y'all want
to
talk about it was a lot of movies back in the day.
Yeah, that are terrible.
Fucking trash.
No, You Got Served was just like really dope for its time. It was a cool concept.
You know what I realized was a trash ass movie when I got older? Fucking Biker Boys.
What the fuck is Biker Boys?
Wait. I haven't seen Biker Boys in a minute.
Yeah, when I was young, I thought
shut
that was fire.
Shut the fuck up.
You are wild.
First of all,
you think Takers was a good movie.
I ain't trying to hear none of that nigga shit.
The movie with Chris Brown.
I've thought about this. Like, I prematurely did that list. Like,
Bailey Brown.
I didn't include, like, fucking Remember the Titans, Friday Night Lights. Like,
wait. Remember the Titans is a bad movie?
No,
good movie. Top five.
No.
I don't like the first thing to get Takers.
Any movie with T.I. and Chris Brown in it,
thank you.
It is what it is.
I thought that was a cool concept movie, bro. I still do.
Yeah, but they had Chris Brown and T.I.
Yeah, the execution.
Bro, I think Stop There would have been better if they didn't kill off Chris Brown.
No, they had to. They had to kill him because he's a better dancer than the main character.
Yeah, like it would have been a better fucking movie.
Then he should have been the main fucking character.
He's not a good actor.
He can't act.
And
Columbus Short wasn't doing nothing spectacular in that.
How many lines did he have?
He was a very big role in
I wouldn't say big role, but he was funny though.
He, but was thing, he? But no, 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 no. Hold on. The thing about this Christmas, he really just played himself. He didn't say it. He didn't
bitches
have to do
like Chris Brown, so I was like, yeah, no matter what.
No,
he,
no, that's why
you know what you know. What Chris Brown did in this Christmas, the nigga woke up and checked his phone
and sung.
Well, you,
and sang.
No, because he said on the Breakfast Club, he doesn't audition for movies either.
Yeah, they pick him.
He gets the role, and that's it.
Yeah, so yeah. We want Chris Brown. Yeah. Boop. That's it.
I'm just a fan of those, like that cast. Idris Elba, Paul Walker, Chris Brown. I'm a fan of those people.
Paul Walker was in Takers?
Yeah.
That
nigga, a sexual predator.
Let's talk about that.
No, he's dead, but
that isn't really I mean,
what the fuck? What are you talking about? What did I miss something about Paul Walker?
Yeah, you did.
You did. Yeah,
you know, you don't know what I'm talking about.
No,
dude.
You did.
He doesn't know. That's why a lot of people
don't
know.
Oh, he doesn't know.
A lot of people don't know.
A lot of people need to know. How the fuck you fucking with young boys?
Robert Kelly.
That just brings you to that.
Yeah,
point.
Go ahead and look that up.
Yeah, look that up, Chief.
If you didn't know, I mean, I'm not trying to talk down.
Oh,
but, you know,
didn't
I mean,
know?
I know he's dead and everything, but you know, yeah, that he was living a little reckless. And a lot of people didn't know. It got brought to the attention. I believe it was out before he died. Like, the information was always out there, but people kind of just, you know.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, Fast and Furious. Right, come on now. He had a cool car. He had a really cool car.
He was moving too fast.
He had
the
Lancer, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, but. Yeah, what was it? Yeah, I want you to say it when you find it.
Was he dating teenage girls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she was 16, right?
Yeah.
17, 18. What the fuck? Wait.
You know, I saw people trying to argue that. Like, that's the age of consent.
That's
right. Whenever I hear that's the age of consent.
You know what's funny? We had a conversation before we started recording.
That's all I need. That's all you got to say. I ain't trying to hear nothing else after
16.
That.
Yeah, 16.
The age of consent? There is nothing that a 39-year-old has in common with a 17-year-old.
Hey, Marcus Houston dating like a fucking
Yeah, he's fucking
he's
weird.
He's a fucking
too.
Weirdo.
You
want to
take
too.
Advice from fucking Chris Stokes, who congratulated them? That nigga's
yeah.
50 years old with a mohawk.
He's nasty.
You trust
himself.
That nigga?
Bro, that nigga went to his own predator for relationship advice.
Literally.
Yeah, no, dead ass.
He's like, he went to his own predator.
Literally.
To learn how to be a better predator.
Literally, that is the cycle of abuse.
You know what that
We've seen
that?
It.
You know, imagine if your grandfather had a mohawk. How would you look at him?
How would you feel?
I'm not talking to that.
Exactly.
He's like, yo, he went to his uncle's, like, he went to Crystal's, like, yo, these kids ain't hitting like they used to.
What's the time right now?
Yo. Nah, we're keeping that.
Manscaped.
Yeah, Manscaped time. That's what time
Manscaped.
It is. Time to pay the bills. Nah.
Manscaped, one of the most terrible shit.
But yeah, also, if you didn't know, Marcus Houston dates, she's probably 20 now. But he met
she
her.
She was 19.
She was 19 when they got together. He met her at a Jehovah's Witness like resort.
Yeah, that's but true. He tries to like.
It's already
use
fucking
the,
weird right there.
He tries to use the Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, he tries
thing
to
as
use
like a,
yes as a crutch.
Yeah, that's not
that
nah.
nigga. That nigga
Jehovah's led us together.
That
and,
nigga was
and, no nigga. That's called grooming.
That
that's
nigga called was grooming her like a shih tzu.
Yeah,
that's called manipulation.
Saying, you don't have anything in common with these young Jones, bro. That's like when seniors date freshmen. Yeah, they're all in high school at the same time, but you know the mindset of a freshman is not the same as a senior.
A freshman is 14.
They just got out of middle school. This so is the first 18. Time changing for Jim. And you're trying to fuck them?
Nah, if you're an older person and you're dating young like that, something is wrong with you.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, you understand that women your age don't like you.
Exactly.
So like, how you are mentally.
Exactly.
So you know.
And you know that you at your big age have more than that girl at her little age.
Exactly.
Because she's little.
Dumbass.
And you're big.
And you're big.
And your sick ass gets off on that fact.
Come on now. It's quick mouths.
Quick
mouths. It's simple stuff. Stop being weird. Stop. If you listen to this podcast and you're dating younger girls, knowing damn well you shouldn't, like, if she's, like, having, like, a conversation or something like that, you're just like, what the fuck is this bitch even talking about? Nigga, then get out of there, all right?
I do that with bitches my age.
No, I mean young Jones. complaining about shit that, listen, you know when somebody's young. Like, have y'all
you
ever been around somebody who's, like, 22, 21, you're like,
terrible.
What the fuck are they talking? Oh,
every single time it's terrible.
Oh,
yeah.
They're young.
As soon as I get ready to curse them, I'll be like, oh, that's right.
You're fucking stupid still. You can just tell.
You're
like,
not developed yet.
You can tell. You can tell when somebody's young, man. I don't care how mature they act.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Let's bring up another person who's not really developed up top, it seems. Robert Meek Mill.
Oh God.
Leave Meek alone.
It's been every week at this point with this guy for
he's
like the past month.
He's a loser, bro. I hate that I have to say this about one of my favorite
yeah.
rappers coming. Like, he was one of my favorites.
He's still one of my. I'll still say he's one of my favorites.
But it's like, yo, this nigga is a fucking. Ugh.
Yeah. What do you do now?
So he went on some rant. He was on Clubhouse again.
Mm.
I don't know why you niggas still using that.
Stop using it. Yeah, I don't.
For the past like week or two, my usage has gone down.
I haven't used it.
Over 100%. Like, compared to my first week using it to now, it's like, bruh.
Yeah, I have not used that shit at all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get off. I need to just delete it.
It's getting close to that. But somebody's been, like, Meek was on there. I guess he's talking about a whole bunch of shit. Like, talking about why he didn't give them kids $20.
Yeah,
He said, I'm not giving them money to get no weed.
What?
I'm like, what weed is they about to get for $20?
Yeah, nigga, there's
six of them.
It's six of them. You want six of them on one W, inconsiderate piece of shit?
Weird. Weird vibes, bro.
He was better off just never rolling down his window.
Nigga, I don't want to smoke a dub.
He was better off just not talking to
the
kids. I
feel like he was projecting onto those kids, and you don't even know them like that.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
See, that's what happens when niggas get money. They get something. It just happens in their brain where they just lose the connection to.
You hanging out with like mad white people now?
Yeah, taking pictures with any cracker who'll give them some time of day. And I mean, he's taking with any white.
Yeah.
And I mean,
there's a picture of him like on a boat with some random white dude. Like, what?
On a boat with some white dude?
What are you doing? Like,
that probably know nothing about flamers.
Nah,
don't have any flamers, idea what house party sounds like.
He don't even know.
And then. He's with some other fucking pimple faced white woman reject.
Oh my god!
That's somebody's daughter, bro.
That's the owner of the Sixers.
That's
daughter.
That's the daughter.
Oh really?
Well, the owner of the Sixers' daughter is ugly.
Yeah, that's Michael Rubin's daughter.
Well, Michael Rubin's daughter is ugly. How about that?
Oh man, now Meek is weird, man. He just I don't. You know what? It seemed like whenever Meek does something, like, it kind of is like a drug type rant. Like, remember with the whole Drake thing of like, this nigga on pills?
He was.
So is it the same thing? Because he's been tweaking. Like, he's on Instagram, he's on Twitter, he's on everything that nigga Justin LaBoy, whatever the fuck, Meek comments on every single post.
He said, why do y'all think that's me?
Because you're on it 24/7, nigga. Like, he be on that post more than the nigga himself.
Because if it's not you, that's disturbing.
It is. It's weird. Like,
because if
he
that's
actually he got that page famous.
Yeah, he did.
Like, because
he was sharing it, right?
If that's another grown man. Nigga, that is concerning.
Yeah. Yeah, nah. Meek is he needs a wife. I can't say he needs a girlfriend. He needs a wife because the nigga's 30 something.
Yeah, he needs a wife
he
to check
a girlfriend,
him.
But
who was it?
Milano or whatever the fucking name is.
Isn't she young?
No.
She's having his kid.
She had his kid. Yeah. That's why I said one kid Muslim, one kid Christian.
Oh my god! Yeah, this nigga. Hilarious. The nigga's lost. The nigga is lost.
That's the most Philly shit ever.
Yeah, yeah. They broke up though, right?
Yeah.
Good for her. Good for her. She realized.
Yeah, that dude.
And the nigga, when they broke up, he told Twitter first. That was the first thing he did. Was get on Twitter.
Definitely, it would hella.
Single now.
Yeah, literally. The first thing he did was get on Twitter and tell everybody that him and his girlfriend, who was pregnant at the time, broke up.
But I kind of put that on her because if you look at, like, the things that... I put that on her because it's obvious that he's at that point in time, he still felt the way about Nikki to me. Just because he'd be arguing with her man in the store.
He was doing that.
Like, yeah, like...
It's always something with this nigga. There's a pattern here.
There's a pattern.
The nigga's weird.
And it don't look good.
It don't look good. Like, how do you make Joe Budden look unproblematic?
Yeah, that was bad.
How are you doing this?
Because Joe's not problematic.
Huh?
Not anymore. Not anymore. Ever since the brand got bigger, they kind of just agree with everything.
Yeah, it's definitely a little more quiet. But the dog thing was a red flag. But since then,
what's
I guess.
About that? The beating bitches up thing.
Yeah, he was.
Allegedly.
Huh?
Sure.
That's your man or something?
Fuck with him. Heavy. Well,
tell him to stop doing that.
tell him to relax.
Tell him to keep his paws to himself.
Tell him to keep his hands in his pockets.
I think he's one of the dudes that just are loud. Like, if he wasn't so loud, his point would come he'd be across
able to get
a lot better.
He'd be able to get away with it.
Because he, like, the situation with Yachty, he was actually right.
He was 100% right.
Wait, what was it? With Yachty?
He was yelling at Yachty about Yachty not, he didn't know his contract situation.
Oh, okay.
And then Yachty came out a couple months later, I'm broke, I don't got no money.
And he was talking about how, like, the way Yachty's, like, the way he moves in the industry, like, he's not going to last long. And that nigga's irrelevant now.
Very.
And less than 5 years later. He was like, you're not going to be around in 5 years, like, if you keep moving the way you do.
He's being sued because he owes money.
Yachty's being sued?
Yeah. And he DM'd the person that he owed money. He's like, bro, I don't have it, to be honest with you.
So what was Yachty doing? Just this spending,
like,
mad bread?
Like, when he was, like, really first got on, he had all them chains and jewelry and shit.
Because he was QC, though.
Yeah, he's QC. Yeah. But then, like he didn't know that he didn't know if he was in a 360 deal or not.
Oh,
yeah.
You know,
so, like,
how the fuck do you not know that?
Like, and, like, Yachty couldn't really answer. So, like, what Joe's mistake was, he started getting louder.
Yeah, he was just screaming.
Like, now I'm gonna make, like, you're already wrong, but now I'm gonna make you feel stupid.
So when they put the clip on Twitter, people were like, "Why is Joe attacking him?"
Yachty's like 18 at the time.
Exactly,
like,
he's
this
kid,
35 year old man, just like screaming at this 18 year old. He's like, he's like, "Yo, what are you talking about?"
Yeah, Mike is very high.
Yeah, what? Nah. I'm listening.
Mike, this is a podcast. You're not supposed to be listening.
They're supposed to be
you're on the podcast,
he's
Mike.
Number one Mike.
Yeah, nigga, what?
Yeah, Joe shouldn't have did that.
This nigga just said, I'm listening. You are not a listener, Mike. This is your podcast.
Your shit,
like,
bro.
I was like, Joe crazy.
This nigga was talking in his head like, damn, that nigga.
I'm responding, man. Like,
responding in his head. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, he shouldn't have been yelling at that 18-year-old kid.
The problem is when you project yourself like that, it comes off as hurt. Because everybody knows Joe Budden's music career wasn't successful. It comes off as if you're jealous, even if you're giving them gems.
Yep.
You're
every right, time.
This is the way
every
it
time.
Looks. And he just refuses to accept that some way you can be right and be wrong. Are you right or you deliver the wrong way? It's all
that's exactly
about delivery, whether you niggas like it or
well,
not.
Well, the
it's
thing
about how you deliver it to somebody.
That's how it's always been for me with Joe Budden, because I always felt like
you didn't like his delivery.
I didn't like his delivery, and I didn't like the messenger. I'm like, why do I have to hear this from him?
That's a big part too, though. People
I couldn't take him seriously for like a long time. Like I guess some certain things that he talks about, I really respect his opinion. But at first, I was like, I don't want to hear this shit from fucking Joe Budden. What?
When I have so many other people I can hear it from.
Exactly. I was like, I don't want to hear this from him. Like, I don't care.
I don't need to talk about how to sustain a music career from the one-hit wonder nigga. Are
literally
you shitting?
Literally. There's one Joe Budden song that I can play.
But he's the one-hit wonder that has managed to still be around.
What is he doing?
Nah, he rebranded himself.
Bro,
what is he doing?
He's one of the bigger names.
What is he doing?
He's one of the biggest names.
What is he doing?
What do you mean, what's he doing? What do you mean?
Is he rapping?
He's not rapping.
No, but he's in that
world. That's not about, no. You're not rapping anymore.
But he managed to... name another person who had one hit song that managed to stay relevant in hip-hop for 20 years.
Yes, but I'm not going to credit his rapping.
If he didn't rap, we never knew who he was.
If he just rapped, we still wouldn't really care about him.
He's been around for 20 years and has one hit song.
I'm telling you, if he was just rapping, he's relevant because he's a media personality now.
He was a media person for the last 5 years.
And that's when we cared about him.
More than enough.
Yeah.
That's when we cared about him. The last 5 years.
The song came out 20 years ago now?
Yo, from...
How long? Yeah, when did he really become relevant again?
2005?
Nah, he...
He didn't become relevant.
He's been a trailblazer for a lot of things. He just doesn't get credit for it.
He didn't become relevant again until fucking Love & Hip Hop.
No. Yes, completely wrong. The vlog shit with Tahiri. He got Tahiri famous.
All his
that blew by me. I didn't give a fuck about none of that.
I don't know what that is.
All like YouTube. All right,
so you see how
like that was him.
You see how like on YouTube, like you have the couples that just record themselves and like they talk. Oh well, we got into this argument today. He was
that's what they were doing.
Yeah, they did that. They were doing that in like 2006, like when he was driving a Lexus. but with the podcast.
I understand that. I understand all that is non-rapping shit.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be able to do that without the rap.
I'm just all right, but I'm saying when I think about Joe Budden,
I literally think about that.
Nobody talks about anything rap.
All right, for instance, Everyday Struggle. I don't know if you ever watched. I don't know if you ever watched.
I used to send it to both of them.
Did I say no?
The concept of that show
Well, he
ahead of his time. Like, ahead of his time.
That was his idea. He brought the idea to Complex.
Yeah, exactly.
So what, like, about talking about hip hop shit every day?
With him and DJ Academics.
That's what Academics did.
No. Bro, he did.
Academics was already doing that on YouTube.
Near the platform that Academics is on now.
Not nowhere near, but I'm saying he didn't invent that concept. Academics did that.
Academics was making a mockery of Chicago.
But honestly, niggas been blogging and doing that. It just wasn't on video. They just took the blogs and made it visual.
But I'm talking about the reason he is relevant today has nothing, zero, to do with that nigga rapping on a microphone.
He didn't have the ability to rap as good as he rapped, he wouldn't be as relevant as he is today. That's a fact. He wouldn't have the respect in the industry that he has.
And the most interesting part
of nigga on Clubhouse right now.
The most interesting
nigga stays on there 24. Yeah,
all he does.
Yeah, bro. Him and 21 Savage. Yeah. I hate it. All right, but him and I lost my train of thought. Damn. No, all right. Some of the best parts of the podcast is his storytelling ability.
Yeah. From those days. That has nothing to do with the nigga rapping. That's about his experience. Nobody gives a shit about his, like, nobody cares about his music. And it's okay. And he rapped for a long time. And he felt like he didn't get the respect he deserved in that alley. Which maybe he didn't. But from my ear, I don't really give a shit. But he felt that. But so because of his non-success in that area, you are driven to do other things. Because clearly rap is not sustainable for him at that time. So you're doing all that other shit, and that's great, and that's why he's the mogul, almost the mini halfway mogul he is now. Mm-hmm. Because I love his content. I love the podcast. I love the one with the other three chicks on it. I'm not a big fan of Maul, but the Rory nigga's cool. You know, Parks is great.
It makes sense that you don't like Maul.
Maul's an idiot.
Maul's a fucking moron.
Maul's the most sensible one out of the whole fucking group.
You are wildin'. He's a moron.
That
nigga's an idiot.
Except for his
what does he add to the show?
He's only on the show because he once lived with Joe Budden.
Except for his
because the rap shit
didn't work out. What does this nigga add to a show?
When Joe Budden was they were roommates.
Yeah, I knew they were roommates. Yeah.
Now that's what I'm saying. So from let's say 2006.
Maul's just somebody's brother.
Yeah, he's hip-hop.
Big's brother.
Big's in hip hop.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why he's
I mean, you could say, why is Rory on the show?
Rory at least worked in the industry. He had a job in the industry.
Yeah, Rory brings.
He started a brand.
What's he doing? Duse Palooza?
Yeah.
He has a job. I don't know what Maul's job. What is Maul's job? He's one of hanging with Randall.
No, he's somebody's brother.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What
did
you say?
I ain't gonna say that.
Yeah, he's Biggs' brother.
That's it.
Yeah, Biggs.
And he has nothing insightful to say. Every time he speaks, it
9 times out of 10 is something stupid.
It is stupid.
I think he's stupid. I think he is.
You know what I hate about him?
He talks political.
And then he acts like he's smart. He's like Kyrie Irving, a nigga who thinks he's smart, but you're actually fucking dumb. I hate niggas like that.
What?
That
Maul or Kyrie, because they're both dumb.
If you don't want to call him stupid like I do, fine. But he's definitely nowhere near as smart as he thinks he is. That nigga thinks he's on fucking a namaste cloud above. Like, nigga,
he's living in a time that I don't think exists anymore. Like a code that we don't follow anymore.
Who are you talking about?
Maul. Oh. What code? That nigga's 40.
Why are you looking at me? I know.
Because I didn't know who the fuck
you
were.
Yeah, I didn't know who you were talking about.
And Maul lives in, mentally, he's in a sewer.
No, he lives by, this street code that doesn't exist in today's world.
Okay, I see. Like, early 2000 type niggas?
Yeah, like,
yeah, he never left. He never left. Because that was his pride. That was probably his best time.
I go back to the block with the homies and
prop is still cool to him.
My girl can't wear certain stuff or my woman need to, he's
so he sounds like he's just an old misogynistic asshole.
I mean, that nigga's 40 though.
Yeah,
well,
he's 40.
He's about this.
I didn't know this.
They always make fun of him, I see why you're 40 and single.
He's like half a year younger than Joe.
Yeah, wow.
He's like 39 right now.
Because some of his relationship takes,
yeah,
they always all the girls on Twitter be like, because you think like that. That's why you're 40 and single.
You also have women that fucking like I went to the live show. Women fucking love him.
Yeah, because they think he has bitches. Money.
I mean, he got something.
Bro. Dumb bitches.
They know who he is. He be with Jay-Z.
Dumb bitches.
I'm just saying.
Dummies.
It's just a statement.
Dinguses. Most of them are. Dinguses, yeah. Because you know what he is?
Doofuses.
A fucking dingus. Dinguses attract other dinguses.
Dingalings attract other dinglings.
Dingalings attract ling-a-dings.
Ling-a-dings.
Every time that nigga speaks on the podcast, my fucking ears fold. Yo, y'all really kissing your girls? Like, yo... This is a different time, like, huh?
Wait, what?
Like, shut the fuck up. Y'all niggas be licking stamps? Yo, y'all, like, yo, that's like, crazy.
He's
like,
the type of nigga say pause.
Like, back,
pause.
Like, back, like, back.
Oh, he plays beat everything.
Like, I'm from a different time where, like, licking stamps, licking stamps would really get you hurt that out here.
Really
but,
frowned upon, my
but
nigga.
That's like, these young dudes nowadays, like, I don't understand.
I'm from a different era.
They stamp licking? Crazy.
These niggas be bending their brims from a different era.
He's stuck in like a 2002.
Yeah, he's an old loser.
He's an old loser.
That's what that sounds like.
He just happens to be adjacent to niggas with money.
Yeah.
So he doesn't look like an old bum.
Yeah.
He's an old bum with a fucking royalty check.
He sounds like he has his high school football field tatted on him. That's what that sounds like.
You just wild out.
Yeah, let's.
You just wild out.
That's what that sounds
like. You definitely
like,
know a couple of niggas.
It sounds like he's living in
that
the past.
Got a high school ring.
It sounds
a class ring.
This that hurts. Nigga got a class ring. This hurts.
Sounds like the nigga is living in the past.
Sounds like an old.
You gotta let that shit go.
That's disgusting.
But we haven't talked about any type topic. Wait, Mike, you wanted to talk about. You said we needed. What did you want to talk about?
You want to save that for another time.
You sure?
Yeah, Mike's tapped, bro.
Yeah.
No, we can talk about it.
Okay, but I mean, I was like real curious, though. What was it again?
All right, so I guess we won't talk about everything else, but
okay.
This is something I found interesting. I saw it on TikTok. Now, I showed it to Ant, you know, Ant's he likes to think about shit and goes, where are the sources?
Oh,
like,
God.
TikTok's the source. So, like, shit, let me cook.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make content for this fucking thing. All right? Jesus, this is an NPR.
Stop grinding
so
my
talking dick. About the OJ case. And basically, she was like, yeah, I always used to be pro, you know, put OJ in jail. OJ did it, but then he was like, you need to investigate. Nobody talks about. They're talking about his theory that his son might have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And my first thought was like, fucking OJ has a son.
Yeah, who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is this?
OJ Simpson the third?
OJ has two kids. He has a daughter and a son.
Yeah. Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian?
No, but he has another daughter.
Oh.
Because they were raised by the woman who died.
Yeah. Her mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you guys watch the
on FX documentary? Yeah,
did you watch that?
Mm-mm. I watched it.
You should watch that.
It was a while ago though.
Because I have a theory of who actually killed them.
Who's your theory? Or what is your theory?
Let Mike finish. I'll tell you my theory.
All right, so they were talking about his son might have done it, and his name is I think Jason Simpson.
He was that old then?
Yeah. So basically, hold on. I'm gonna look it up. I would play the TikTok. Let me play the TikTok.
All right. Before we do all this, do we think OJ did it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Why not?
Why the fuck?
Why did he? Innocent until proven guilty.
Nigga, because I do that.
You what?
Nigga, I found my girl. She was some nigga riding, and then the niggas riding the car I bought for her.
Is that what happened? I don't know. The whole
slashing and dashing.
Yeah, is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, apparently she was cheating on
him. Here's the video. I'm about to play it. It's a minute long TikTok. I'm going to play it on the mic.
Yeah.
So I've always been like 100% team OJ Simpson is guilty. Recently, it was brought to my attention to check out his son, Jason. Here's what I found. Prior to the killings, Jason was diagnosed with intermittent rage disorder. He had stopped taking his medication 2 months before the murders. He wrote a note in which he talked about killing anyone who hurt a loved one of his. In his past, Jason had nearly killed a girlfriend and seriously injured another. At the time of the murders, he was on probation for attacking his boss with a knife. He has no alibi that can be supported as to where he was during the murders. His time card for work that night was handwritten, even though the electric clock was working. A black navy watch cap with animal fur on it was found at the crime scene. Photographs obtained from Jason's storage locker showed that he wore them often, and that he had a dog. In this locker was also a knife that matched the description of what was used for the murders. He had field knife training from the Navy Academy. The day after the murders, OJ hired a top criminal attorney to defend Jason, although he wasn't a suspect. Police never even tested the fingerprints found at the scene or the DNA under Nicole's fingernails against Jason. After hearing all this, what do you guys think?
So, yeah.
What do we think about that? That's
a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. That's a lot to unpack.
That's a lot there.
I didn't even know he had a son, like you said. I don't know. That sounds kind of far fetched, man.
Does it?
Does it though?
Yeah, but it doesn't.
A nigga with intermittent rage disorder.
Isn't that what OJ has? Is that genetic? Did she check that? Sources. Did she check it to see if that's genetic?
True.
Because there's definitely something wrong with OJ. Knife. Because OJ robbed somebody.
No, that was his stuff.
Yeah, he stole his own shit back.
Can't steal your own shit.
Apparently you can, because he trespassed to get it.
Fuck no, they arrested him because they couldn't find him guilty on that. That's the only reason why.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, hey.
Listen, he wasn't fighting it. He got out and was like, what's up?
That's when I looked. I was
if anything, he got a deal. Because he went to jail for how long for that? For the stealing shit?
Nah, he got a stupid amount of time for
that crime. But they did that because
that crime, doing the time for that crime was nothing compared to a double homicide.
The time he did for that crime was like a time he would have done for a homicide.
Yeah, because it was
a double homicide? No, you do life for that.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
He did it with a knife.
Like 30 something. Like, he got sentenced like 30 something years, but he didn't obviously serve it.
Yeah, he only did what? 7?
No, 2008, he sentenced to 33 years with the minimum of 9 years without parole. So he did 9 years.
He did 9?
Yeah.
So look at that. Decade. What's 9 years compared to a lifetime? Nothing.
What if he only lived to be 9?
Look at him now. Nigga got out. He's fucking on Twitter.
Golfing.
Hello to the world.
Hello, world.
Hey. Making a lot of money doing that, too.
Yeah, what do I know?
He said, we got to be specific. A legend.
Yeah, like he makes jokes about the shit and everything. Like, what kind of crazy person does that?
At this point, I would just make jokes about it now.
I mean, he wrote a book.
That's his ex-wife.
He wrote a book saying if I got away with it.
Nigga, that don't matter. Did they have kids together?
2.
All right, then. He makes jokes about her murder.
He must have hated her.
Okay then, nigga.
Like, what the fuck are you?
What
saying?
The fuck? Sounds like he did it. No, he acts like it's just a random murder, of some niggas that he didn't know.
So what?
Yeah. Oh man,
some niggas on the block.
Innocent. Did you ever seen the video of him acting like he was stabbing somebody with the?
Yeah. Now that shit, I don't know what he was on for that one.
Insane. The dude's crazy.
I don't know what he was on for that one.
The nigga's crazy.
Yeah, but you, what is your, because you think he did it.
I think he did it.
Q, you said no. Who you think did it?
I don't know enough about this situation. Oh, okay.
I think Al did it.
Who?
Al is the dude that was with him in the Bronco.
So when he was getting chased,
Who's the other person that died?
Her boyfriend. Mm. He's a waiter or a cook at a restaurant, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they both got stabbed there?
Yep.
Stabbed up.
In front of her house.
Yep.
Her house, not their house?
No, her house. They were divorced for like a year.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, they weren't together. People act like they weren't even married anymore.
Oh, so she's telling me he wasn't cheating?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think he did it, bro. That's still the mom of his kids. He wasn't trying to see her with nobody else.
Yeah, but it's his third wife. Like, I'm sure his other two wives.
I mean, he's still, that's right? Still wife. Like, he's still married her.
I don't know where the other two are still living.
He's still married her. But, Mike, so what did you want us to do? Like, find other or owner situations?
Yeah, I was like, that inspired me. I was like, well, maybe y'all could look for some. But we could do that.
Like, murders that we don't think.
murders that y'all think is fishy, cases that y'all think was fishy. Something that's like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know. What are notable?
There's something more to this case.
All right, so ready? OJ and Nicole got divorced in 1992. She died in 1994.
Yeah, like what?
That's a long
2 year gap.
Yeah, like that's a big gap to be bitter.
And the glove didn't fit.
I think OJ was involved. I think he might have. He been just there, didn't. But I think Al. Actually,
he just didn't do it personally.
Yeah, I think Al did it. Al was his best friend that grew up
together.
Still
makes him guilty.
Yeah, absolutely. I never said he wasn't guilty. I just don't think he was the one.
Yeah, he orchestrated.
Yeah, I believe he orchestrated it, put it together. But I don't think he physically stabbed her.
Mm-hmm.
Willing to be wrong though. We weren't there.
Yeah. I about to say. Only he knows.
Yeah, he got to sleep. He got to sleep with that. Yeah. And I don't care what anybody says. Nice. I know he loses sleep.
I would assume so.
He look like
but
he's
if the
fine.
Niggas if the niggas crazy, he ain't losing no sleep.
The nigga played running back in the '70s. You're right.
Yeah, that nigga got CTE right now.
That nigga forgot he did it.
That nigga brain smooth as hell.
Like you're fucking stupid.
That nigga smooth. Like
brain
smooth as a bitch tire.
That's what I'm saying. Smooth as a bitch tire.
That nigga.
His brain is smooth.
That nigga is smooth like sushi rice.
I don't know about
a chicken noodle brain.
It's not necessarily cases, but I find it weird how both Prince and Mike died, like unexpectedly. And like,
well, I definitely think Mike was killed by the doctors. Prince, I'm not sure.
They were just like, it was just like so random out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Seemingly like decent health.
Yeah, well, I think Mike's primary doctor, that one dude, I think.
Yeah.
He got locked up, too.
Yeah, he got locked up.
Yeah,
they were trying to say that, I think. 2 years. What happened? Mike was, like, asking for more.
For, like, painkillers.
Yeah, for painkillers, and he, like, actually gave it to him, knowing that it was, like, lethal.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about this, so I'm just.
Listening. Yeah.
I just think it's just weird, like, how both of those, like, prominent fucking transcending people just, like, kind of.
Weird.
Yeah.
Did you find anything? Because Mike hit us up about this like a few days ago. Did you look at anything?
I didn't get a chance. That's why I didn't.
Yeah, I looked, but I couldn't find anything that like piqued my interest. But I do like am interested in like a lot of mob shit. So I look at a lot of like their court cases. Mm-hmm. But we talked about that with Casanova about like conspiracy and the RICO Act.
Yeah.
They have it so that it's bulletproof. Like, you know, yeah. So it's just like.
Yeah, I mean, with those cases, yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't really do shit because it's the feds. So
yeah,
and like them niggas been under the radar for
if
a minute.
There's one thing you can't beat, it's the motherfucking feds.
Yep.
Yeah, boy. I think it's like it's they have unlimited resources, and the thing is they can just keep retrying you.
Yeah.
So your best bet is just to take the plea.
Take the fucking plea deal.
Yeah, that's your best bet.
They can retry you.
So funny story. Look up Kevin Chiles when you get a chance. He's an ex drug lord from Harlem, right? Kevin Chiles was removed maybe a year or two. Stopped selling drugs. He was a big drug dealer when Alpo and all of them were during their reign, right? He got a hung jury 3 times.
Dude, what the fuck?
And he got a hung jury 3 times. And this is in his book that I read. He said that the judge called him in. And he says, and this is the exact quote. He says, "Mr. Chiles, you've been an upstanding citizen in my courtroom. If I could provide you some advice, take the 10-year plea. Because they're going to keep retrying you.
Mm-hmm.
And it only takes 1 time for them to find you guilty. And if they did find him guilty, they were going to give him natural life." He's out now. He got he took his 10 years in 1995. He got out in 2005. He runs a magazine called Don Diva.
He runs Don Diva?
He owns
that. I love that magazine. That's a dope magazine.
That's Kevin Chiles. He owns that.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. My dad loves that shit.
Yeah.
Is this still going on?
My dad crossed paths with him when back in the day when they were like, "Hey, there."
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure your dad has pride too. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah,
wouldn't be surprised if they ran it.
Because I'd be asking my dad. I'd be like, "You know, such and such." He's like, "I ran past him."
The '90s was wild, man.
Wild,
yeah,
wild.
'90s were wild niggas, man. Niggas were cowboys back then.
Yeah, really. No,
like real shit. Like niggas was on some cowboy shit. That mid to late 80s to the 90s. From mid to late 80s to like late 90s, niggas was some other shit.
They was running around like jail wasn't even like a thing.
like jail didn't matter.
Nigga, fucking like, Alpo bro. Came up.
Yeah.
God damn.
But how can they keep trying you, though?
Because they can just keep trying. The only thing, like, I think is different with, like, the double, with the double, what's it?
Double Jeopardy.
Yeah, with that, they can't. But with the narcotics, because they were getting him on conspiracy. So they never found him with any money or any drugs. That's why they kept getting a hung jury.
And a hung jury, I think, doesn't necessarily mean you're found innocent.
Yeah, so it doesn't mean you're found innocent. That's probably why they can be tried. It just means that, like, one person can't come to a decision.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's why they probably tried.
So with his clique, they arrested 23 people. One of them snitched. One.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was a hung jury three times. And he's like, I'll take the 10 years. So he took the 10 years. Got out, started Don Diva, and that's what he's been doing.
So he probably had time served at that point.
He actually has like one of the more interesting stories because they killed his mom.
Who, the feds?
Stick up kids.
What the fuck?
During his heyday, like during the cowboy shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But I don't want to get too far off topic, but like, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do sports real quick and get the fuck up out of here.
What happened?
I know Ant's getting that glare in his eyes. Like, nigga, I want to sleep. Nah, he wants to sleep.
Nah, yeah, we good. Nothing really. What even happened in sports though?
The Eagles are officially done.
Oh yeah, we're done.
This nightmare of a season.
Yeah,
it's finally fucking over.
I don't think we have to beat that dead horse again. One more.
It's over.
One more game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and hopefully we.
Nah, Dallas got it.
I think Washington will probably win the division. It's either Washington. The fact that we're in week 17 and three teams still have a chance to win the division is kind of
and it's not because they're all good
because we're all suck. It's a battle for the worst.
Your turn.
Yeah, so it is what it is. But yeah, whoever wins the division, that first round exit doesn't is coming.
Yeah, I'm taking the spread too on whoever wins.
Yeah,
I'm taking the spread.
Yeah, whoever wins because it's just playoffs is just not gonna be pretty for the NFC East. So.
At all.
It is what
it is. It's not going to be lasting long.
No, it's not going to last long.
It's going to last exactly an extra 60 minutes.
Yeah, I think you jump up like 16 spots in the draft.
Yeah.
For 1 week.
That NFC East Championship banner 2020 is going to look real sad.
They were saying the Giants can go from like 8 to like 25. So it's
that'll fuck up everything. That could be why Jim Schwartz was calling some bullshit.
Speaking of that,
Michael Jaquette, stay out there, buddy.
Yeah, Michael Jaquette, bro. I know you're listening. It's your favorite podcast.
Listen,
never play football ever again. You need to get a regular job, like a regular nigga, like the rest of us.
You look strong. Amazon's always hiring.
Yeah, go move them boxes. Get your forklift license, nigga. Yeah,
don't
go,
be like go man,
get
man.
Go get your CDL.
Yeah, get your CDL. Learn how to drive some fucking trucks because football is not your thing, my guy.
Give it up. The pipe dream is over.
Yeah.
You got to put on the pads. Facts. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was cute.
You was the man
got embarrassed. Yeah. And now go out with some fucking grace.
You was the man in college like a lot of niggas. You went undrafted. You should have gave up right there.
Well, no, your stubborn ass had to keep going.
You just had to keep on trying.
And we put you out there and fucking Amari Cooper.
Oh, my
made you
God.
Like a fucking
nigga fell on a slant, bro. A slant made you fall.
That nigga changed direction one time.
That nigga took three steps.
You know what a slant is? A slant is when he goes dup, this way. nothing exotic.
And yeah,
nothing
like,
crazy. He didn't go hup, hup, hey, hup, ho.
That's how you know.
Ha.
That's how you know he was really out there scared.
You can't follow one direction change, and you are on your ass getting green
on
skin
your
marks.
Like
on your
you can get beat on a slant because it's a quick route, but falling. Come on, bro.
Are you mad at him or the coaching staff?
Both.
I'm not mad at him.
It's not like it's Amari Cooper.
Like, why y'all keep doing this to me,
bro?
I don't got
it's Amari Cooper. It's not like when Eric Rowe had to guard Megatron his rookie year. This is not that. We didn't have to throw a rookie out there and be like, "Yo, this is one of the greatest receivers ever to play." You're just on him because you're tall, and God be with you. That is not what happened.
This is him, and
this is just this nigga being scared, getting cooked by anybody who was across from him.
Because he know he don't belong.
They here. Literally went after every receiver. I think every receiver caught a pass on my on this nigga.
Yeah, I think
because he gave up what 180. He gave up what 182 yards or some crazy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, two touchdowns.
Some crazy shit. Ass stat on his head. Wherever yeah. Darius Slay was not, and they saw 38, they just threw it to that side.
I was like, whoop, there
nigga,
it is.
Screen pass, wheel routes, out and ups. Slants. It didn't matter. Whatever they wanted to run.
Up
bro.
Disgusting, bro.
Whatever they wanted to run
disgusting.
On this nigga, he had no idea what the receiver. He had no idea.
How do you get that playoff? How do you have that much time to do it dragging up, bro?
They set it up.
No, they set it up. Because it wasn't just Jaquette that fell for it. It was fucking Nikel Roby or whatever the fuck his name is. He's terrible.
It was two times before that CD just went to the flag.
Yeah, they were just running drags.
And then that third time, he just.
You gotta. But as a football player, you should. Have some fucking instinct, nigga.
I just feel like when you have God 5 days to game plan and you know your personnel, you shouldn't be playing man against Dallas.
No.
No.
We have three receivers who would definitely be our number one.
Yeah, three of them.
Three. I don't Michael Gallup would be our number one. CD would be our number one.
What were you thinking when it was 14-3?
I was like, oh, we got this.
Yeah, because
all I needed was either a field goal or a touchdown. If we got a field goal in our on that one drive, we probably would have won.
After didn't Andy Dalton throw a pick?
Second
quarter.
Second half.
What happened the second quarter where or maybe it was a fumble?
I think he fumbled, but they didn't get it. Like we picked it up.
The Eagles got the ball and they have. Matter of fact, when was that third and four? Was that second quarter?
No, that was yes, that was in the second quarter.
Yeah, whatever that drive was, like they got it was like almost a turnover, but the ball was out of bounds or some shit.
Yeah, yes, on the kick return.
Yes,
yeah.
Where it was like, okay, the Eagles have to score here. Like they put them away.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Put them away.
Put them away right now.
I just felt like when I was watching,
and then Gallup had that crazy ass
right after the punt.
Yeah, yep. Really, that crazy ass run. Yep. I'm like, fuck.
Yep.
Cause I was at work, and I was watching the game. And it was third and four, and they were in shotgun, so it was like one safety high. So
we
I was
had
like,
been running it,
yeah,
well,
been running it well. Myles Garrett was getting everything he wanted up until that point, but I just think
right
that,
before that, Jalen had that nice like he dropped back,
you mean, yeah. And I just felt like in that situation, you need to throw the ball or keep the ball in Jalen's hands.
Right.
And then when they ran it, I felt like Doug took away all the momentum from his team.
Yeah.
Like, that's poor coaching.
Yeah. We were running it so well that they actually stacked the line wishing we did it.
When you don't get the first down because it's an incomplete pass or you keep it in Jalen's hands. And I'm like, all right. But when you take the ball out of Jalen's hands and you give it to Miles on third and four, that lets me know what you think about Jalen.
Yeah. Mm.
And when it's 14-3 and you're in a divisional game with the opportunity to go to the playoffs, whether you want to go or not, I just don't think that you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, it don't give a fuck playoffs or not. You're playing Dallas. Like, you want to win that game.
Yeah, exactly. You just want to win that game. You're favored to win. Yeah. I've never
do a fucking flip into the end zone for the first touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, keep it moving. Keep it moving. But fucking no.
Made the same mistakes every week.
I just felt like that was like some Jason Garrett shit. And over the years, you watch Jason Garrett just shoot us in the foot with coaching shit like that. I just at that point and for weeks I was always saying, well, it's Carson, it's not the coaching, it's Carson, it's the coaching.
It is it's the coaching and the players. We saw all those flags at the end
after Gallup's two big catches, right? That was the second quarter. Both his big catches.
In one quarter everything flipped
the second half of the second quarter, everything flipped after he destroys you two plays in a row or like two of his catches in a row. Why are you still in a fucking man?
Yeah,
for CD to do that to you very next week.
I don't get it.
Makes some sense.
Like, come on.
Doug Peterson got to go. I'm sorry. Because
you can't stick Gallup. There's no way you're sticking fucking both Amari Cooper and CD Lamb.
You're not going to.
With a bunch of nobody.
You can't stick one. You're definitely not sticking
all three. And that's not even like Zeke.
Yeah.
And then Zeke started running on us again. It was over.
Zeke's playing on one leg.
It was over.
I think that Doug Peterson should be fired. Because his best asset, what he brings to the team, is his play-calling ability. And that's what I feel costs Philly the game. And it's just not good. So I think that he needs to leave. And just being offensive coordinator, just like Andy Reid, he probably needs to change the scenery.
Yeah.
Probably. And we just need to hire an offensive coordinator because he can't do it.
Well, then that furthers my point of why you don't need for him to be there in the first place.
I mean, he can still be the head coach.
For what, though?
He can still be an offensive-minded head coach because we did it when he was there and it was Frank Reich calling the plays. So why not?
Yeah, but I think. Yeah, he didn't.
Well, not necessarily calling the plays. He was our offensive coordinator,
yeah,
right?
But he put in the game plan. Yeah, yeah. Peterson calls plays.
Exactly.
So if you take that from him, what do you have?
I mean, at this point, listen.
No, I'm not saying that they don't, but I just feel like your best asset. If your best asset is a play, if your best asset as a head coach is a play caller, then you call it.
But he just needs help doing that. He just needs help doing it because as of right now, game planning with fucking Press Taylor and a bunch of other fucking cucks.
I don't think Bill Belichick. He doesn't call plays.
I don't think he installs.
He's a defensive coach.
Yeah, but he installs the game plan. Like, that's a pivotal thing. Like
for offense and defense, or just
no, just defense.
Okay,
no, they have
Josh.
Doug.
I don't think he has that locker room anymore, though. Which is why I think he
Doug?
Needs to go. Yeah,
I don't know what we're gonna get this summer.
I think he needs to go because he doesn't have that locker room. And once you lose that, like,
listen, I need a black head coach.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna argue with that one. I have the same thing with the NBA. I think it's time in sports where, like, you stop getting just a coach that someone else let go a year or two ago. Like, it's time for, like, new breed of coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like that new.
It would be nice to have a young coach.
Right. It's time for that new round of coaches.
Like a McVay? Oh, yeah, that's so dope.
Like what they did with fucking Rabel. Like, it's time for, like, the new breed of coaches. Get this old shit out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who y'all got? I was going to say, who y'all got winning the Super Bowl?
Yo, the Packers. Did y'all see how they won? That game was tailored for the Titans to kick their ass.
Yeah. They were supposed to come in there and start. Derrick Henry was still doing it.
It was snowing.
Non-fantasy. That nigga sucked.
It was snowing.
Yeah. But if you watched it, he was running.
It was snowing. The wide receivers, they were complaining in pregame. They weren't getting the proper footing.
Mm-hmm.
But boy,
Aaron Rodgers was throwing that shit like, and Devontae Adams was out there running like there was no snow.
Did you see the lineman from the Packers walking in the fucking snow?
No, that was the Titans. Yeah,
that was a Titans lineman. I thought that was the Packers.
So he was walking.
Yeah, with
walking
no shoes
in the
on.
Snow with no socks. Shorts, barefoot
but in the snow.
Like, nigga, what?
Yeah.
I don't. Has a team ever gone in the Lambo and won in the snow?
That's a great question.
Like,
I feel like the answer is no.
Yo, that's one of the all-time sports,
I would never want to play.
Yeah, like, how do you feel about?
It's one
I think
it's not gonna happen.
I think every team should play in a dome.
No,
why? Well, I agree.
I don't know
because it's too much fucking money in these sports. That like, why not make it the make it? It's better across the league for you to be in a dome.
I just feel like you can't really get.
But you're taking away one of the parts of football, which is playing in the elements.
I just feel like I'm not even talking about the snow. Like, let's just say, you remember in Minnesota before they were getting their dome built and they had to play in the University of Minnesota and they were playing in negative temperatures? That's dangerous as hell to play in that cold. Like at that point, the turf is cement when you get tackled.
I think it's just better. It's better for the game, for fanfare, for the players.
That's why you get paid to do the dangerous shit, nigga.
And football is not a sport that's supposed to be controlled by an environment.
I think it'd be cool to play on
pillow top.
Yeah, no, football is not supposed to be in a controlled environment. That's the point of the game.
No, football is chaotic.
Exactly.
Just because it's in a dome doesn't mean it's not a controlled environment.
It's not gonna change
that's controlled
gameplay.
No, I wouldn't say so.
It is. There's no weather. Nothing. Nothing like
sound, which is worse than weather. You can't hear shit.
I don't know if that's worse than weather. Because sound don't stop you from catching the ball. Rain can.
You know, when you get it can't physically hurt you more.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'd rather be in the dome. I think everybody should be in the dome.
I'm sure everybody would rather play in the dome, but that's the whole point.
All right, and I answer this. Would you rather play in Soldier Field, or would you rather, what's going to be harder, playing in Soldier Field in December or going down to New Orleans?
Shit, nigga, probably Soldier Field. You ever?
No.
Who you hitting?
It's
you harder, hitting. You hitting Derrick Henry in Soldier Field?
That's why it's harder.
No.
It's harder to win.
Not tackling
it's
that
harder
nigga.
Harder to win in New Orleans when there's a crowd. It's hard to win down there.
Oh, Superdome's big as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to win there.
But I think it's harder to win in Soldier Field because
Soldier Field's also nuts and it's on the lake.
Yeah, it's loud as fuck there too.
Oh, it's terrible.
They sell out every time. Well, not anymore. But
Chicago also just the fans suck.
Hey. Oh,
God.
You can talk up.
What stadium has it so if they play at a specific time, the visitor's bench is like 25 degrees hotter than the home bench?
I don't know.
What? Because of the sun?
The way it's like.
The way they built it, I'm saying rafters, but it's everything. Mm-hmm. The sun gets reflected onto the visitor side, and it's like.
It's way hotter, so they don't want to do shit.
I
know Dallas's stadium is some cheating shit. That glare. If it's a 4, bro, if it's a 405 or 415, bro.
Mm-hmm. Kansas City's the loudest stadium in the league.
I feel like it's Miami.
I wouldn't be surprised if Miami.
Yeah, but Miami's also in it's like a kind of a dome.
Yeah.
But even when you look at the Super Bowl, played in a dome.
They're always going to, because
it hasn't always, though.
Just fan.
It's no, I mean, it rains.
Is it going to be somewhere hot or is it going to be a dome?
It has to.
Yeah. Just strictly for fan viewer experience. Yeah,
exactly. You don't want to fucking snow it out Super Bowl where the score is going to be 12-6.
Right.
The point of the Super Bowl is so we can see some scoring. Mm-hmm. But a regular season game.
I think the Packers beat the Chiefs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, but I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
We'll put it like this. If Aaron Rodgers.
Because Kadar will get one too. That means Townsend gets a ring.
That's on
Wait.
I want Dar to win. That's it.
If Aaron Rodgers wins MVP, I'm going to put money on the Chiefs because we've never seen MVP win the Super Bowl.
Very true. It's never happened.
So if that's the case, I'm going to put money on the Chiefs then.
I agree with you now.
But I don't even know if the Chiefs will get
it. It's gone too far, the betting.
Yes.
It's gone too far.
Corey, I'm going to bet on that with you. But
here we go.
Yeah.
In 2020, of all the fucking years, this year is going to fucking happen.
I'm
you know what? You ain't
right.
But
like
it'll be 2021 by that time.
2021, so. Yeah.
But, the juju.
Yeah.
All right, so who do you think the Packers face in the Super Bowl before we get out of here?
Chiefs.
I
don't think the Titans got it.
The Titans are too inconsistent.
Or the Bills. It's
inconsistent all year.
Yeah, or the Bills.
Long shot, the Buffalo Bills.
It's a long shot. It's a long shot.
The Bills are good, though.
No, they're going to get bumped first round. You know who I see bumping Pittsburgh out first round? Watch this. Baltimore.
Yep.
Yo, you think
Lamar Jackson going to run all over the place?
Because Mason Rudolph is playing this week, yes.
Wait, so who's going to miss out? The Ravens?
No.
Wait, so the Ravens, Browns, and Steelers are all going to make the playoffs?
I believe so, yeah.
Go look it up.
Because they're also, that's why the Colts aren't.
That's all the same division.
No, yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's the record. That's why the Colts aren't going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're 10-5, yeah, right?
They're not. And I don't think they're
because they're in the AFC South, right?
Yeah,
we get to see Mason Rudolph and yeah, fuck you, Gary.
Wait, who's the AFC South? Who's it?
Fuck you, Gary.
No, AFC South is who? The
fuck you,
AFC Gary. South. Oh, it's the Colts. The Colts, Titans, and who else? Colts, see. Titans, Texans.
All right, so look. If the I think we're good. All right, so if the season ended today, the Chiefs get a bye week. Mm-hmm. The Bills are 2, Steelers are 3, Titans are 4, Miami Dolphins are 5, Baltimore 6, Cleveland is 7, Indy is 8.
Who gets now, in top 7?
Now the problem
it's top eight.
The problem is as far as scheduling goes, I think I gotta see who the Titans play. Hold on, because all right, so the Cleveland and Pittsburgh play, but the spread is for Cleveland +10 because Ben Roethlisberger is not playing.
Right. Mm.
But then you got the Colts; they play the Jags. They'll win that. Titans play the Texans; they should win that, but you never know. But I think
Deshaun Watson be trying to shit on them niggas.
Yeah, that's why I'm betting on that. But yeah. But the Cardinals, they look like they're gonna make it.
Probably.
Jared Goff got hurt. Mason Rudolph and homeboy again.
Oh God,
Myles Garrett.
Yeah, something definitely gonna happen.
The rematch.
Mm-hmm. Hit that nigga in the head with a helmet. His own helmet. That shit was fire. Black Lives Matter.
Yo, you know who I can see making it? I can see the Saints or the Green Bay making it
to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Nah. Aaron Rodgers got this.
I mean. The Saints, I think the Saints are gonna play the Saints and the Packers.
That's probably the NFC Championship.
It is because the Saints are a dome team. They're not gonna make it. They're not gonna play. They're not gonna win in Lambeau in January. Nope. That's just not what they do. No.
I don't think I've ever even seen Drew Brees play in the snow.
I've seen him play in the coldest game I've ever seen.
Are the Bucks
gonna
make it?
Huh?
Are the Bucks gonna make it?
Nah. No. Oh yeah, they're gonna make the playoffs, but they're not gonna.
I think they're gonna get bumped.
They're gonna have a stupid ass loss.
Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually.
I think Tom Brady's going to retire. They're going to get bumped early. He's going to retire.
What's funny is if Dallas gets in, they get a home game.
Then they're going to get fucking washed
by
be the Bucks?
They're going to have to play Arizona again.
Get that dub. Don't worry.
That could be a dub.
You never know.
The week after that, it's going to be ugly.
All depends on how Kyler plays.
Yeah.
He's hurt too. He hurt his leg.
Yeah, it's a dub for Dallas. We get the 32nd pick now.
Are we good? We wrapping it up? Yeah.
I don't know if y'all saw it, but Minnesota police shot and killed another black man tonight.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yep.
Minnesota again.
Minnesota, Minneapolis, yeah. Specifically Minnesota, less than a mile away from where George Floyd died. So it's still It's still under investigation exactly what happened. They said there's body cam footage that will be released tomorrow.
Wow.
But
I see it 15 minutes ago.
A traffic stop that ended in a shot. It says shots exchanged. I don't know if that means the guy shot back or shot first. I don't know yet, but looks like they're going through that all over again in Minneapolis.
All right. I don't know, guys. Well, guys, thanks for listening. You want to come chill with us next year? Next year. Tomorrow for New Year's. That'll be today. Today, it'll be, now that you're listening to it, it'll be New Year's Eve. Later tonight on New Year's Eve, we're going to be chilling over here at our friend's aunt's house, kicking it via live stream with y'all. You'll be able to kick it with us, kick it with our friends. We're going to, you know, kick back, chill out intermittently, watch some, you know, watch TV. I don't know what we're going
to
do.
Chilling.
Where's the fucking blow?
Yeah. Nigga, you need to. Yeah, you the last thing asked about
Ann's
that.
Ann's going to bring out.
You know where to find it.
Ann's going to bring out the Coke. We're gonna have a good old time, and y'all get to hang out with us. You know, yeah. He'll be back. He'll be here in the beginning. He'll go off and DJ. Y'all can check him out there. And yeah, we're just gonna be kicking it. And you guys already know what to do with Rebrand. The rebrand is not just include this.
Yeah.
Oh, we will. Their live stream will be on Twitch. So if you go on Twitch.com,
Twitch.tv,
you're gonna be NTS Pod. That's our name. NTS Pod on Twitch TV. Check us out. We'll be with y'all tomorrow. You guys already know the vibes. We love y'all. Can't wait to begin a new year with y'all. New big things, great things planned for us next year. Can't wait to share it with y'all. We'll see y'all next week, same time, same place. Peace out.
Peace.
The Not That Serious podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, the number one product in men's below-the-waist grooming. Valentine's Day is upon us, fellas, and you got to make sure you're ready for whatever the night may bring you, and that includes pelvis slapping. Now, our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, are here to tell you that you need to use the best tools for the job so that you can be ready for that special moment when it comes. Now, 2 million men are already trusting Manscaped products to groom, and you need to make sure that you're one of them. If your girl can't think of what to get you this year, tell her to get the gift that keeps on giving, and that's the gift of smooth balls. The best way to get started is with the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0, full of the best products to keep you looking, smelling, and feeling nice. The Perfect Package 3.0 is led by their revolutionary third generation lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which has advanced skin-safe technology and features cutting-edge ceramic blades that reduce grooming accidents. It's also waterproof, which prevents a mess in the bathroom floor and in the sink and injuries to your jewels, especially when it's time for Cupid to shoot his arrow. Nothing turns off a girl than scratch marks on your balls. And let's be real, we smelled the worst down there before. That's why I am thankful, and all of us at the Not That Serious podcast are thankful for their Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. These products keep your boys from sweating, smelling, stinking, and sticking. And these products smell really, really good, y'all. Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I mean. And you know what I mean, that means you're smelling good balls in her mouth. The Perfect Package 3.0 all come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that keep your junk feeling fresh all day, and it's smooth like silk. I tell you this, I'm not lying to you. It feels so good on you. Easily the comfiest boxers I've ever had, and I'm pretty sure my fellow podcasters, hosts, you know, they'll agree. And this is the perfect package for you and your package. Now, how can you help us out while helping yourselves? you need to go on manscaped.com. Run up everything. Get the Perfect Package 3.0. Get everything they got. You know what I'm saying? And then you need to go to the discount code and enter the code NTS. That's it. Three letters, NTS. And you will get 20% off and free shipping on your order. No matter how big the order is, you will get 20% off and free shipping using code NTS. That's using code NTS at manscaped.com. For 20% off and free shipping, Manscaped your balls.